This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County investigators are looking into some break-in reports from the Father's Day weekend. Deputy Kirk Green said a couple of people broke into the hydroelectric project building at Lock 2 by breaking the window in the entrance door. Nothing was determined missing, and video at the site showed two intruders who broke in but didn't stay long. Damage to the door, around $200. Independence County deputies are also investigating the theft of copper wire from the Pico Food Storage Yard. Apparently, an eyewitness saw two men take the wire out of the back of the storage yard after they had cut the chain link fence. In all, authorities determined that five 500-foot rolls of the copper wire were stolen. It's valued at about $2,000. And Stephen Fulbright on King George Street reported to police that someone had stolen a snapper lawnmower from his property on Limedale Road. The mower was in a storage building and valued at $800. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence recently announced that a level 3 sex offender, Richard Raymond Andis, who previously had lived at 1439 Chapel Hill Road, sometimes known as Senior Citizen Center Road, was no longer at that address and had moved out of Izzard County. Sheriff Lawrence said Andis now lives in the McSpadden addition near Hardy, and he is no longer under the jurisdiction of the Izzard County Sheriff's Department. An East Batesville woman, Charlene Renee Keeler, reported to police that someone had stolen her car between Saturday night and Sunday morning. The 2003 golden color Chevrolet Impala was stolen from the resident's driveway. A BOLO, Be On The Lookout, bulletin was sent by the sheriff's office to other law enforcement agencies. The car is valued at over $7,000. And police in Independence County are investigating the break-in of two vehicles on K Street. In both cases, two handguns were stolen from each vehicle. A .357 Magnum and a Smith & Wesson .44 Magnum were stolen from Andy Montgomery's 2002 Chevy Tahoe. Both guns valued at around $400 each. And a Smith & Wesson .357 Magnum and a Jennings .380 automatic pistol were stolen from Arthur Montgomery's 2005 Cadillac Escalade while it was parked in his carport. Both of those guns are valued together at over $800. And Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the Living Word of Faith Fellowship building on Camp Road at Locust Grove in Independence County reported the theft of 10 window air conditioners from several rooms that had been broken into. According to authorities, the date of the theft is sometime between when the caretaker left, June 4th, and Sunday, the 19th. The value of the stolen AC units and the damage to the building totaled over $1,600. A 50-year-old Knob Creek Road in Melbourne woman, Eldenia Earlene Heath, was arrested on two felony drug charges stemming from her allegedly altering a Schedule 4 controlled substance prescription. According to Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence, Heath is accused of changing the prescription amount of 90 diazepam pills to 190 pills. Heath charges include obtaining a controlled substance by fraud or forgery and possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Heath was later released from the Izzard County Detention Facility and given a circuit court date. And an East Batesville man was arrested Sunday evening in West Batesville and charged with being drunk and exposed. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Tommy Hopper says 34-year-old Freddie Marufo was passed out on a porch at a North State Street address with his self exposed below the waist. He was cited for public intoxication and indecent exposure.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.